Mexico's elections are less than 2 weeks away. The latest polls indicate the presidential candidate from the right and the candidate from the left are in a tight race, highlighting new divisions in that country. NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports.
Raúl Reséndiz is a big man in a white apron who sells artisanal cheese in a roving farmer's market that makes its way around the neighborhoods of Mexico City. On this busy market day, he says he's looking forward to an election for the first time ever.
I think that we are starting to become a democracy. We're starting to bring in ideas from different places. Now there are options which we didn't used to have. There used to be just one, and that's who we had to vote for.
For decades, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, ruled Mexico. Presidents picked their successors in a system that was called the dedazo, or the big finger. Ideological differences were subsumed under the party umbrella. That monopoly was broken in 2000 with President Vicente Fox from the PAN party. He can't run for re-election under law. There are now five people running for president from different parties. But Mexico's race is really a contest between two men who represent vastly different things. And polls show the two contenders in a close race that has laid bare divisions in this country of 100 million. A discussion develops at the cheese stall between the two shoppers, both middle class, blonde, and well-coiffed. 59-year-old Alicia Hurtado is voting for the former mayor of Mexico City, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, from the left. He's promising increased government spending to help Mexico's poor. She says, my mother's 93 years old, and he helped her when he was mayor with subsidies for her medicine. Celia Ruiz is voting for the rightist candidate, Felipe Calderón, from Fox's PAN party. He's promising to continue his predecessor's free market policies. I think he has the best proposal, she says. I'm from the middle class here, and I think that if he isn't going to help us, he isn't going to hurt us either. We'll be the same. This time, it's a good-natured argument. But, says pollster Ulises Beltrán, there are strong currents underlying this election.
We have an uncertain election in front of us. In 2000, the Mexican electorate had a very easy choice, change or not change. In 2006, things got a little bit more complex.
López Obrador is pushing the politics of the poor, highlighting the terrible economic divisions in a country where 45% of the country's wealth belongs to 10% of the population. Felipe Calderón from the right is pushing the politics of fear, warning that a leftist leader will ruin Mexico's economic progress and stability. Mario Alberto Fosil is a political scientist and economist who works in the public sector.
I think the discourse now is very dangerous socially. I think what is being generated is a social rancor that is very divisive. And once you open that Pandora's box, I don't know if you can close it again.
Dr. Soledad Loesa is from the Colegio de Mexico.
Well, it's true that ideological differences are more present today than they were in the past. The campaign has somehow propitiated a polarization of public opinion.
But Loesa says these divisions have always existed and are now simply being given a voice, which is no bad thing. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.